Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. It's Saturday Night Live on Night Shadows, I guess, because we definitely were blocked. I think one of the problems is algorithms and what you put out, they're censoring. And the censoring is getting worse and worse and worse. And it's going to continue to do so because the American people are doing absolutely nothing. They're not rising up to stop it and quitting. I mean, you can stop all this. It's like TSA. You just simply tell everybody, the American people just simply rise up and say, we're not going to fly for a week or 2 weeks until you quit this stuff. And they quit it right away because the bottom line is always money. And That's how you operate. Twitter, for example, everybody quit Twitter, they'd go bankrupt in 2 seconds. Same thing with Google, they'd go bankrupt. But the people aren't going to do that, and the powers that be know they're not going to do that. They have analyzed people. They've analyzed their behavior. When I was in aviation, I flew the rock group from Great Britain called the Yes. And I learned a lot about how they operate, because they operate on, I guess one could say, mind control. They literally are using a form of mind control when they do their concerts. Very, very fascinating stuff. Anyway, we've got Larry on his phone down south, I hope. Larry, are you there?
I'm here, Stuart, here and just waiting.
Tell you what. Okay, before we begin, I want to read a little bit of scripture here. And this is from the Amplified Bible. And it's going to dovetail into what Larry and I are going to be talking about, because it's getting obvious that the time is getting really, really short. Gather yourselves together in repentance. Yes, gather in submission, O nation without shame, before the decree takes effect. And the time for repentance is lost, we could say over. The day passes like the chaff in the wind, whirled by the wind. Before the burning and fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of wrath of the Lord comes upon you, seek the Lord, search diligently for him, and regard him as the foremost necessity of your life. All you humble of the land, who have practiced his ordinances and have kept his commandments, seek righteousness, seek humility, regard them as vital. Perhaps you will be hidden and pardoned and rescued in the day of the Lord's anger. Now, that's from the Amplified Bible. A solid message. And as Larry and I have said, we have heard no repentance in the land. Have you heard even a whisper of it, Larry?
Not really. I know recently there's been one or two words or warnings coming out, you know, from some of those in the prophetic that are indicating it needs to be done, but I don't see any move to do it.
Yeah, in fact, I want to read from some of this. We're going to spend some time tonight on very chilling warnings that are coming out from the Lord's people, or at least they say they're hearing from the Lord, and thus saith the Lord type of thing. Here's one for a transcript issued on July 10th, and I'm only going to read part of it. My son, I have now released you to warn my people in 7 weeks that destruction of a once God-fearing nation will start. This destruction will continue until this vile nation no longer exists. These people do not seek me for guidance, instead turn to witchcraft, divination, to satisfy their souls. My son, just as I gave Joseph 7 years to prepare during the fat years, so too I give my people 7 weeks to prepare during the lull, which indicates maybe not a lot is going to happen over the next little while. But who knows? You know, we really don't know. You just put this in the back of your mind. My son, just as I gave Joseph 7 years, I read that. After the 7 weeks, we'll begin a time of testing, which is undoubtedly the time of temptation, or the time of trial. If that is true, that means Daniel's 70th week will begin. And if that's true, we're going to see some action over there in Israel. Anyway, during this time, many will turn away from me. Many will report those who worship me for a reward. My son, these people have sinned a great sin, turning to other gods to save them. The next wave, obviously CV-19, whatever else this is, probably CV-2020 or whatever, or maybe it's CV Orwell's deal. Anyway, now breaking, and most do not even see it. So is this second wave, so to speak, the wave that has now infiltrated the United States? Anyway, this is interesting. This was issued on July 10th, so I used that as a start date. 7 weeks ends on August 28th, 2020. All right, now I want you to think about that, because most scholars will tell you they think, and we don't know for sure, but we think that a war with Israel, like Isaiah chapter 17, will occur first, in order to shock the world and shock the Middle East into a peace agreement or the enforcement of an already existing agreement like the Oslo Accords. What do you think, Larry? That's kind of an interesting deal.
Well, that's true. That also could precede the possibility of Israel wanting to build that third temple.
Yes. And so I think we're looking at a war very, very soon. Remember, folks, we're coming up on the 4th of July, our good friend Barack Hussein Obama birthday, and Tu B'Av, the love feast for Israel. Now, I can just imagine missiles falling upon Israel on Tu B'Av, saying love from Iran, or love from Lebanon, or love from Hezbollah, as they try to take out some of the cities of Israel. We're going to get into some of the things that are going on over there. Another thing I wanted to bring up, and Larry, this is kind of interesting, Jupiter-Saturn-Moon conjunction. After the sun goes down tonight, this is August 1st, look to the south, you might be able to see Jupiter, Saturn, and an almost full moon are in conjunction, forming a bright triangle in the constellation of Sagittarius. Now, Sagittarius is the bow and arrow shooter, and Sagittarius, the arrow, points right to the center of the Milky Way core, from which Dr. Paul LaViolette and others who are now beginning to catch on to what LaViolette had to say is from whence trouble comes. Anyway, this is interesting because Satan, and Jupiter, as in the star sign on September 23rd, 2017, representing Jesus Christ, they are coming together, and on December 21st, the night of its closest approach Jupiter and Saturn will be just one-tenth of a degree apart, a spectacular meeting that only happens once every 20 years. And, of course, the number 20 means redemption. So what we're watching is they are moving closer and closer together over the next 5 months. We brought to you some of the prophecies about 5 months that were Dr. Coverstone, I think he called himself, the pastor who had all of these visions. And, you know, remember the finger pointing on September and then another one in November, and et cetera. Anyway, this is kind of interesting because it appears as though Christ and Satan are gathering for the final wrestling match as to who is going to own planet Earth. So anyway, that comes together on December 21st. Well, guess what December 22nd through the 30th is? Hanukkah. Not interesting, I think. I'm not sure of the dates, but I think that's right. Anyway, what do you think about that, Larry?
Well, that's pretty interesting that you brought up the 5 months because, you know, I had that same dream that in the same morning,
yes,
five times that you know, was possibly interpreted to mean 5 months. So, yeah, we're in a very strange time frame.
Yeah, it is. And we're going to see a lot of very weird things. I'll just read this headline, breaking, the book burning has begun. Portland rioters burn Bibles and flags out there. Well, this is what Nazi Germany did. Remember the big book burnings they had, particularly Bibles. They hate the Bible. The rich men of the earth hate Jesus Christ with a passion. It is the rich men of the earth in Deuteronomy 28 that cause all the problems. They are a curse, but the curse comes from the Lord himself because of apostasy of God's people. So because they are apostate and they won't do what Jesus Christ told them to do, they drift further and further and further away from the truth, having itching ears. They turn away from the truth and turn rather onto fables, and on and on it goes. Well, this brings the rich men of the earth that are completely described, not only in Deuteronomy 28, as the international banking cartels, but they are also described in Revelation chapter 18 as the great merchants of the earth, and in Psalm 2, the kings and the rulers. So this is who is behind all this. Who is behind COVID-19? Who is behind all of this? The economic collapse, the economic reset, bringing in the digital system, bringing in the Mark of the Beast system. They're the ones doing it. Nobody has any excuse that they didn't know who caused all this. Bible tells you who causes it. They identified completely. I mean, how can you not understand that these are the international banking cartels? How does one not understand these are the international corporations? How does one not understand these are the kings and the rulers of the earth? It's clearly set out who is behind all of this. God uses them to punish his people, and then he turns around and punishes them. He puts them into hellfire, and they never get out. They will never, ever see heaven, any of these people, lest they repent. In the time, basically, of repentance, according to some of these prophecies here, is extremely short, very short. Anyway, here's another one. Children, I want you to have more understanding about all that is taking place at this time. I have set the time of the end of this age by my destroyer of the nations, Planet X, Nibiru. I created it. I alone control its path and speed. and I have confounded the so-called wise men of your earth with him. They have not been able to know the exact time of his passing, but in the coming months, its approach will be obvious to all. We had a prophecy about that, didn't we, Larry? That they would begin to see it in the fall sometime?
If I remember right, that I think that was some of Danoon's information, Israeli News Live, and that was from insiders, and they were talking about September or late September.
Yep, so, of course, the Lord can stall it if he chooses to, and that, in fact, wasn't it that scientist, he's dead now, but from down in South America somewhere, left a bunch of notes that Danoon was talking about? And I think he said we don't know because it speeds up and then it slows down, right?
That was a scientist, an astronomer that was down in Chile and an observatory in Chile that was observing this, and Stan Dale backs him up on that. Stan Dale also has told us that it speeds up and slows down, and there's simply no explanation for it.
Yeah, other than the fact that it's supernatural, and God is controlling it, just like he says here. Anyway, there are many objects, get this one, folks, that surround my destroyer that will cause decimation upon the earth when they fall upon it. You will see them increasing starting this fall. There's your Illuminati calendar, Israeli News Live, Danoon. All telling you the same thing. You will see them starting in this fall, just as many of you have had dreams and visions and heard from me and saying, and the intensity will grow over the next several years. The so-called wise men of your earth think they know where these objects will strike, but they only know a fraction of what I know. My wrath is coming upon them, and they will not see or be able to stop what I don't want them to. Remember this, I direct every rock, every meteorite, every piece of hail, every fireball, every meteor, every asteroid, every star, even the burning mountains that will fall into the sea. I've set their path in motion, and I know exactly what they will hit, and what destruction will be wrought by each one. I know each person that I will take from the face of the earth by each object. Now that is a definition of Larry's smart rocks, right?
absolutely, Stuart. Those are definitely smart rocks.
Yeah, okay, here's some more. 4th of August is Tu B'Av, and Obama's birthday, 44 days, which is a 4/11, remember the sign in the heavens, the two comets forming that cross over the Star of Agol, which is Satan's head. It's 44 days to the Feast of Trumpets. Obama's hatred for Christianity was on full display at the funeral of John, what was his last name, Larry? I can't remember.
That was John Lewis.
Lewis, yes. When he used it to push the communist agenda upon America, announcing his power, really, and that he would soon emerge. That's what he's doing. Remember, the Bible calls for a ruler over America, not a president. I think that was Barry, wasn't it, in his Bible codes.
Yeah, that was Barry Rothman that found that distinction in the Torah codes.
Yeah, that's amazing. There's not a president, which he's always had before, Trump president, etc., etc. Now all of a sudden, Trump is missing. Biden is in there in the term ruler over America. So that kind of indicates Trump is going to be removed. Maybe he's going to quit. Maybe he's just going to quit. Who knows? We don't know. Anyway.
Well, what's interesting, Stuart?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's kind of interesting is there's some remarks in the background that Augusto brought up on his radio show Friday, and of course, you know, he had the same problem. It was pre-recorded, but when they tried to air it 6 o'clock Friday evening, it wouldn't work. In other words, they didn't get to air. But what he brought up was very interesting because he said there's some talk that Pelosi has a plan to remove Trump and Pence, and the plan is that if by chance they work this mail-in ballot thing or get that going, and of course Trump's mm-hmm. against it, and they're really for it. And I listened on Lou Dobbs, and one of the experts came in, and he said, "Hey, if they pull that debacle," he said, "we won't know who the new president is." He said, "It won't be days or weeks like people think. It will play out for months." And he said, "The law says that Trump cannot be president from that point. In other words, from the election forward, if he's not elected president, he don't have any time to just stay in office, that they'll have to remove him." And that may be the key that Pelosi and Biden and all of those Schumer are talking about. Remember, they keep saying Trump won't want to leave. Well, the plan may be for them to remove him, for Congress to remove Trump, and Pelosi step in. And, of course, yeah. if Trump's removed, Pence doesn't get to step into his place because they're one and the same. Pelosi would be allowed probably to take over the reins.
Well, these people are dangerous beyond recognition, but the American people are just sitting there twiddling their thumbs, as far as I can tell. But it doesn't really matter, folks. All of this stuff is going on in the matrix. Your job is to get yourself out of the matrix. That's why Jesus came here in the first place. You know, when you really analyze what Jesus said and what he did when he was here, he didn't pay a lot of attention on politics at all. He didn't pay attention to the evils that the world were doing. His primary focus was to get people out of here and how to do it. Anyway, from large solar prominence is coming around. This is space weather. And they're warning again about a super CME possible because the sun is beginning to wake up. And they claim that just because we're in solar minimum, it says don't let solar minimum fool you. The sun can throw a major tantrum even during the quiet phase of the 11-year cycle. That's the conclusion of a new study just published in Astrophysical Journal Letters. So my comment was, as 2020 unfolds, the sun is experiencing and perhaps just beginning to emerge from a century-class solar minimum. And this is from the spaceweather.com. So this is kind of interesting because remember what the Bible says. And if we are that close to the beginning of Daniel's 70th week, and I really do believe we are, and everything that's going on now, and all the warnings that are coming out from people who say, "I heard from the Lord, and this is what he told me," and it's all in the next 5 months. So, anyway, what do you got, Larry? Let's get on to other things.
Well, I was also going to mention the fact that I had told you today that that friend of mine, the sensitive out in California, had sent me an email this evening, and it was kind of urgent, and advised me that he was picking up frequencies that were just unbelievable. And he mentioned, he said he didn't know whether it was solar or geological, but he said it's very possible we may really have something happen, possibly a huge quake or a lot of quakes in the next 2 to 3 days. And I'm not telling people that's going to happen, but what I'm saying is something's up in that realm.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no question. And talking about Earth stuff and cosmic stuff, China's giant Three Gorges Dam is deforming. And from inside China, the experts are saying they fear this thing is going to collapse. China's massive Three Gorges Dam across the giant Yangtze River is under so much pressure from torrential rain and floodwaters. The gigantic dam is now physically deformed, and we've got the pictures to prove it. Larry sent them out. Very, very fascinating. There's now a very real fear that the dam will fail. Now, what a lot of people don't realize is a good share of China's agricultural production, which is huge and shipped all over the world, if that fails, you can kiss it all goodbye. And Larry pointed out that a lot of their military, can you get into that a little bit, Larry, about their military being downstream?
Yeah, that was some data that I had gleaned from Hal Turner and some of the intel he was receiving, was that China's trying to keep this quiet because of the fact that they've got downstream from that, that Three Gorges Dam, they have what seems to indicate about 40% of their military forces all in that region, and that includes equipment and, you know, the whole ball of wax, but like you said, also the agriculture. So that would be a massive blow to China. And by the way, I was just going to mention that, remember the Maori elder that Stan Deo
yes.
met? And that Maori elder said the sign that you will have that we're about to enter in a new phase will be when the Three Gorges Dam collapses, and said that that will be the first sign before the super volcano Taupo down around New Zealand blows its top.
Yeah, and I remember Stan had a vision of the volcanoes along the Cascade region all going off about the same time. And, you know, there are those rumors that one of the reasons, and maybe you could enlighten us a little more on that, is the possibility that the reason for the mass that they want everybody to get, of course, it's only probably a secondary reason, but they know that there's going to be a huge amount of volcanic dust or debris from asteroid impacts or whatever. And you want to enlighten us on that, Larry, a little bit?
Well, that was kind of interesting, and I've already shared, you know, how that the massive dust that came across from Africa was reportedly actually an asteroid strike that they were trying to keep secret. Now, that came
yes.
from Israeli News Live. But there is intel seem to be coming in from the backside of whistleblowers that are saying that they're trying to get everybody in the U.S. especially, or really around the world, lined up with something to filter the air, because there's about to be events that are going to occur that they know about where people won't be able to simply just breathe the air around them.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think people understand volcanic dust very well, or even dust storms. I used to fly, and dust storms are very, very dangerous, and volcanic dust is extremely dangerous for jet aircraft because the particles are so abrasive. And because they are so abrasive, they eat metal like lunch, you know. It's a dinner for them. And they eat up the turbines. In fact, they had a 747 that got involved into a volcanic cloud, and it crashed and killed everybody on board. Extremely dangerous. And you may remember also that there's a lot of volcanic activity, or I should say earthquake activity, which may very well lead to volcanic activity in Iceland. Have you heard about any more volcano? I mean, they're going off all over the place, really. They're just not reporting it.
Yeah, it's unprecedented at the present time. I mean, a lot of this activity, earthquakes and volcanoes, is simply not being reported, or a lot of it is being scrubbed or changed or mm-hmm. simply put off on some other charts. But you have to really search it out to find anything. And as you've noticed, Stuart, Even Fox, which used to be really excellent at posting earthquakes, volcanoes, floods, you know, they just skip it now, and it's just all anti-Trump. But the thing is, too, I was going to mention, Stuart, you know, you talked about the abrasion against metal.
Yes.
Volcanic dust will also ruin your lungs.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's, you got to have masks, folks. You can actually, in an emergency, you can use coffee filters. Anything that will filter out the dust so you're breathing just the air. This is not going to be pleasant, and we have no idea just how bad this is going to get. Here's something else, Larry, and you made mention of an elder. Farewell, Comet Neowise. Comet Neowise has faded dramatically since its closest approach to Earth, July 23rd. It's no longer even visible to the naked eye and won't swing around the sun again for another 6,800 years. So say farewell to Comet Neowise, which is an anagram. Wise One. Well, who are the wise ones? Going to Daniel, you'll find out who the wise ones are. So now this American elder, I can't remember his name, he said, didn't he say that when that vanished, it would begin?
Yeah, he said that during the, if I remember right, during the waning of the comet. In other words, when it goes down, it's going away, kind of like the waning of the moon, but when the waning of the comet, that some of this would begin.
Wow. All right. So, let's go to the Middle East. Do we have any more news from anyone over there of what's transpiring? Let's put it that way. What's transpiring over there
that we can report on? Let me see. I'll try to think how to say this. There's some covert intel from Hal Turner has come out late this evening, and it says covert intel involving Israel, something tonight by Hezbollah against Israel, and I really can't read a lot of the data, but if you remember, I maybe bring somebody's memory back to the data that we had talked about prior. You know, we talked mm-hmm. about when Iran got in such a fix, and they're having this huge internal coup right now going on inside Iran, that they probably would activate all the missiles, you know, and begin a massive missile attack against Israel. And remember some of the previous military intelligence that was coming in that said that Iran already knew that when they came out against Israel, they had to do it with every single thing they had because the U.S. would help intervene against Iran and that they had to finish Israel off quick. And so anyway, apparently there's some intel that's going on in the Middle East right now that we can't vet. You're not going to vet it particularly. That
mm-hmm.
Possibly starting tonight over there, which it's already night over there, that we could begin to see something in maybe a strike on Israel. So we'll just have to watch and see.
Yeah, it'd be kind of like Isaiah chapter 17. We got Daniel 8 we got to look at. We got Ezekiel 38-39. I've always thought that Isaiah 17 probably sets the stage for the peace treaty. I've always thought, although it may not be true, that the only way you're going to get a peace treaty over there is to have a huge conflict that is so bad that the people demand a peace agreement of some sort, of which Antichrist, whoever he is, which we'll probably find out here shortly, unless the church goes out ahead of time. Some people say yes, some people say no, but we're going to find out. things are rolling along, folks. Here's another prophecy. Now, this was given back in October of 2017 is when it was completed.
It was received over many months, he says. As I speak, I do so that you may increase in wisdom and knowledge. This is from the Lord talking. That you may not be in fear. Fear is not of me. The only fear you must have is the fear of the Lord, so that you fear nothing else but me. I will protect my own who fear me. All of your hope must be in me and not in anything of this world, for everything in this world will burn. And even this you need not fear if you know me. Remember Matthew chapter 20, chapter 7, where Jesus said, I don't know who you are. I don't know you. And this is directly tied to that. Now, this is what he says. The enemy's plan is to kill all of mankind and leave none of you upon this earth. This world gets darker every day, and soon the only light that will be on this earth will be in those who have my spirit inside of them. What you see right now, I'm skipping through this, what you see right now on the world stage is a grand illusion. There's your matrix. They are making men believe in the false paradigm, good guys versus bad guys in this world. But I tell you, all are on the side of the enemy. That's that good cop, bad cop routine. They have set up two to be their fall guys. And they hide the evil they have planned behind them. They are the puppet masters. You're talking about global deep state, Satan's immediate controllers, who pull his strings and create the back and forth verbal battles, violence, murder, chaos, and confusion. They are also the ones who control Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, Xi, Kim Jong-un, as well as every other leader of every other nation in this world. Well, that's exactly what Psalm 2 says. So it says the same thing. All the leaders are under the control of Satan. And then he says, these leaders do not realize that the darkness is so deep, and though they think they do good, they are deep in the darkness. So there is, some of these people are well-intentioned. They don't realize who's controlling them. Yet the darkness of those behind the scenes is so much deeper and darker. Their leader, who is Satan, will unite people of every tribe, tongue, and nation against me to try to overthrow me. He will not succeed, for I have already won the victory. I have told you many times that there will be an event that begins the sequence of end times destruction and cataclysm that is soon followed by my wrath. So this has got to be the hour of trial, the hour of temptation. Anyway, the church should be gone. It's kind of interesting. You may remember, Larry, that in these recent prophecies of the Pastor Covestone, I think his name is, he said that he saw Russian and Chinese troops and blue helmets. Ken Peters said that he saw the resurrection of the dead, and then, which was a huge plasma event, by the way. And then, after that, I think it was like a week or a month or 2 months after, that the blue helmets began to arrive and patrol the streets of America. And ultimately, they would round people up and, of course, take them to be beheaded. Anyway, I have told you many things about this event. It will be the kickoff of many other events that will be many times worse. This event will occur in America, so it's very specific, and will be 10 times more destructive than anything she has ever seen. So that's got to be a reference to 9/11, don't you think, Larry? Because that's probably the worst.
Well, oddly enough, there was a recent post And really, we've seen posts over and over and over. The only post we've ever seen with the nuclear crosshairs was always, it seemed like, over New York City.
Yes. Yeah, that's even on the money. A guy by the name of Jonathan Kleck, very, very interesting character on YouTube. And the guy's an artist. And God has given him a tremendous gift to see things that you'd never see otherwise. And he points them out. And he is the one who did the stuff on the money. Oklahoma City, exact portrayal of what the building looked like after the Oklahoma City bombing. He also, they got the, what's that big dam out there in the west? Can't think of it right now.
Boulder?
Yes. Hoover. The Hoover Dam.
Hoover. Okay.
Yep. And that was going to be blown up, according to the money. New York goes under a tsunami brought about by a missile. Who knows whether it's one of those Russian hypersonic missiles that they use to create tsunamis. It probably is. Anyway, he says this time it will be 10 times more destructive than anything she's ever seen. After this event, the financial system of America and then the world will begin to completely collapse. It will not be overnight, but it will happen quickly. This event will be a false flag attempt, an attack orchestrated by the dark leaders that are now known as deep state. They hide in the shadows, but I see them, and I will expose them after I am done letting them do their destructive deeds as a part of the judgment on an unrepentant people. There you go again. Repent, repent, repent. What does that mean? I never heard of that word before. You know, this is what you got. You got people in the church who never heard of the word repent. Didn't even know it. They weren't told it by their fake preachers, teachers, and evangelists. Even in the book of Enoch, and I'll find it and bring it to you on one of these programs, there seems to be an escape hatch in the book of Enoch. I can't tell you it's real. All I can tell you, it's there. And God says they did not know they had to repent. And so he showed them mercy. I happen to believe those are the tribulation saints. Those are the tribulation people. Not only would they, they did not realize repentance. And like Larry and I have said before, I don't hear the word repent. I don't even think the church knows what it means, even from a worldly perspective. Because they're under this illusion that grace allows them to do anything. And so why should they repent? Repent of what? I'm under grace. I don't have to worry about it. Well, they don't understand that grace brought Jesus Christ to begin with. It was grace who brought Jesus Christ, who brought a straight gate and a narrow way. And humanity does not deserve either one. That's what grace means. Undeserved. Totally undeserved. Humanity is the enemy of Christ, the enemy of God. They fell way back in Genesis. So this concept of grace is being highly distorted, which Paul even mentioned. He said, you know, don't frustrate the grace of God. And I don't want to get into a long theological discussion, but anyway, there is no repentance in the land. Let's put it that way. And it doesn't appear as though there's going to be until this happens. Anyway, he says that to the deep state, they hide in the shadows, but I see them. The judgments on an unrepentant people are brought to drive them unto my open waiting arms. Understand that all of these judgments are to cause repentance and redemption of a wicked generation who does not follow my ways. The judgments will become worse and worse as the world does not repent.
And this is what he says about the false flag event, will also involve fire, but not the kind that you expect. Once again, as on 911, this will come from an advanced weapons of alien technology that most of you do not even know exists. It will be made to look like one of the Fall Guys has caused all this destruction, but it will actually come from the enemy within. The other Fall Guy will in turn retaliate, and thus it shall begin. America entered the Second World War on a false flag attack, Pearl Harbor, and she will enter, and why they're calling it a false flag in Pearl Harbor? A false flag doesn't mean it didn't happen or it's not real. We can prove now that Roosevelt knew all about Pearl Harbor. He knew the attack was coming. He just didn't tell anybody because they had a reason for not telling. They wanted to get America into the war. So this is what they do. Anyway, she will enter into the Third World War in much the same fashion. She will now find through that I am no longer is going to fight for her. America shall suffer humiliating and devastating defeat because she no longer follows me. What do you think about that, Larry? What is this fire? Is this a fire come down from heaven in the sight of men?
Well, I was on a radio show with Augusto Perez a number of years ago, and he had a guy on by the name of Bob Fletcher who claimed to be an insider, a deep insider that was aware of the special space weapons that were out there. And he said those space weapons pretty much were pointed outward from the Earth, and he said it would scare him to death if he ever thought they would turn that weapon or those weapons towards the Earth to use it for some type of reason. He said they're too powerful. So I don't know, but I'll tell you what, I want to share something real quick. I had, as you were talking and sharing that, I remembered something I had, was told years ago. I was a Fort Worth cop. I was a Fort Worth cop back in about 1960 or so, and that's been a long time ago, by the way. And there was an old country western show on because I worked a midnight shift and. Late at night, a guy by the name of, I believe his name was John Mack, would come on WBAP. It was he played country western music with all the old country stars. And he also had a call-in show, during the night. You know, he went all night, almost all night long. And so anyway, as I was listening to it, though, some guy came on. I remember this because it just struck me so hard when this guy said this. This guy said, hey, he said, I'm a truck driver. He said, I travel all over the nation. I deliver foods and stuff. And he said, but I just had a real strange, it's like a vision, he said. He said, I saw myself driving my truck, and I drove into New York City one day just like any other day, and it was late in the evening, and said, I unloaded my truck, my 18-wheeler, and it was empty, and I started out, and it was like the Lord said, turn this way. And I turned and went somewhere I never go in my truck. I went down into a residential area, and the Lord said, stop right here. And he said, then the Lord told me, get out and open the back doors of your empty truck. And when I did, he said, certain people came out of their houses. Some of them were families, and he said, they all piled up into my 18-wheeler. And the Lord said, shut your doors and leave. And I shut my doors and took the trip out of New York City. And he said, very late that night, he said, I stopped somewhere, and he said, suddenly I saw a huge flash where New York City had been. And, boy, when I heard that on that radio show, at least 1960, man, I never did forget it. You just brought it back to my memory, Stuart.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, there are too many areas of prophecy where Babylon's going to be destroyed. We all witnessed 911. And back in those days when that occurred, I wrote a big blog about 911 and what had happened and who was behind it. It was obvious who was behind it. And that was a microcosm of what is to come. And Larry just gave you the the final end of it. New York City and America, for that matter, is going to be destroyed. And you got to understand something about global deep state. That's something I learned when I was flying for General Electric Company. They do not have nation states. They operate under a whole different law called the law of the merchants. The law of the merchants, the law of the rich men. They are global. They have no allegiance to any nation anywhere. This is a fallacy when you read, well, the Russians attacked this. It wasn't the Russians. It was deep state, global deep state. It simply tells the leaders, attack this, attack that, because they have an agenda. And it's masonry. Chaos, order out of chaos. So you have to have your wars, your chaos, your economic collapse, and all of this in order to get the people to demand law and order. See how it works? Well, they're going to be more than helpful to bring about the new world order out of the chaos that is just now developing. That's what you're watching in America. Actually, it's not just America. There are riots going on all over the world, let alone the earth changes, let alone the weather changes and all of that, the cosmic signs. We are watching we're into the chaos now already, but it's going to get far, far worse. Now, I'll get back to this prophecy. Donald J. Trump cannot save America. I am the only one who could ever do that, but she will not have me. Donald is part of the plans of the evil ones. He takes orders from them. Though he had different plans, he is now complicit with them. And I know why that happened. He was probably taken out into the back room and spoke with Satan directly. This is how we do it here. You want to live? You want your family to live? Then you do as you're told. You can go this far. You can tell them this. You can tell them that. But you're going to do what we tell you to do. And more people are beginning to realize he can't move. Can't do anything. Anyway, after the fiery event, America will begin to cry out for her former leader, Barack Obama. He shall return, although not by election. Larry, Barry Rothman's, what did he call him? A ruler.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Now, this was written in 2017, folks. He shall return, although not by election. So he's going to be a ruler, but not by election. Not going to be president. Going to be something far bigger, something far better, I guess. The people of America will love him even more than before. He will be their hope. They will go along with his evil plans for them because he will be possessed by Satan himself. And he will charm and seduce them into worshiping him through his lying tongue and his lying signs and wonders. Most will take his mark. Isn't that interesting? After the great earthquakes and tsunamis fall upon the land, then the once great cities of America are completely destroyed by her enemies, as Babylon the Great falls in 1 hour. This will be done with nuclear bombs from America's enemies from within and from without. Obama will move on to rule the world after he has accomplished his goal of destroying America while blaming a fall guy. He will set up the beast government with the fallen ones, whom we call aliens, are forced to earth. That's the arrival in Revelation chapter 12. That's the arrival, folks. Thessalonians, even him, whose coming is after lying signs and wonders. So we're going to see all kinds of stuff going on. What do you make of that, Larry?
Well, I find that very interesting in the wording there, because of the fact that they'll love him even more than they did the first time. And remember when Obama came in, it was like he was matter of fact, some people referred to him as a savior and messiah and et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it was like he had them mesmerized. I'll just use that word. All of his followers were pretty much mesmerized, and they just couldn't wait. And all he did was nothing and destruction. That's all he brought, steal, kill, and destroy while he was here. So he's going to come back, and they're going to love it even more, and he's going to do it to them 10 times over. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's just incredible. I know everybody says Obama's never coming back. You got it all wrong, blah, 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 blah. Well, I hope you're right. I hope it's not Obama, but it's not going to make any difference. This is going to get really bad, and if you're in the Matrix and you have done nothing to settle the controversy with the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to go down and you're not going to go to heaven. You'll never see heaven. Not going to happen. Anyway, here's something else he says. The beast, who is Obama, and a computer chip placed in the right hand or forehead that changes one's DNA, so that the one who receives it is no longer of the race of Adam. Well, what is Celeste Salome and some of the others telling you? Don't take any vaccine, because it changes your DNA. It makes you into a hybrid. Amazing that this was issued way back in 2017, and now they're presenting all this as though this is all brand new. Well, no, it isn't brand new. They're regurgitating some stuff that I had in Iron Mountain. I had in UFO's Gateway to Hell and all of those. They're just regurgitating it and presenting it as, oh, this is brand new knowledge. No, it isn't. If people studied the Bible, they know half of this already. We may not know exactly how it's going to weave itself into humanity, but now we're beginning to get the full picture. So he says in this prophecy that it is Obama who is going to force people to take the vaccine, which probably is related to no man made by herself. We're going to have to wait and see. And hopefully the Christian won't even be here. This takes place after the church has gone. Now, an awful lot of people don't believe in a pre-trib rapture or an at-trib rapture. I happen to, and I got a lot of reasons why I do, but I may be wrong. Anyway, they're going to attempt to know all and control all, but only my Father could ever do that. And so anyway, that's kind of interesting. And he also says there will be 3 days of darkness. So it's coming, and it's not good. Any last word, Larry?
Yeah, I just find it interesting that Obama was famous for giving everybody a technological device called an Obama phone, and maybe that's just a forerunner of the micro chip, electronic chip he's going to give everybody in their right hand or their forehead.
Yeah, and with the introduction of nanobots, I've watched a movie some scientists presented on what a nanobot can do, very much like a virus. And once it gets into your body, it can take over the whole body. It replicates itself and takes over the whole body. That turns you into a receiver and a transmitter, changes your DNA. You're part of the Beehive Collective. So anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Wow. Any final word?
Yeah, if anybody ever watched Star Trek, just think of the Borg.
That's right. And if you watch the TV series on Stargate, they had what they called the replicators. And I think they knew all about this stuff right along, and they just did not. They always present this stuff in the movies, folks, as science fiction. But they're really warning you as to what is coming. And it sounds bizarre and it sounds off the wall, but if you really are a Christian, like Paul said, open your heart, open your mind, accept that which is good, reject that which is not. So anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everyone, for listening. At least we got through this one. Anyway, good night, folks.